brought to you by naturalhealer.com.au. All rights reserved.
At some point in our lives, we have all loved wholeheartedly. That's loving unconditionally, without judgment, and giving your all, irrespective of the outcome. Recalling a time when you loved wholeheartedly is oftentimes in your childhood, or perhaps if you have your own children, be they of human or of an animal nature, loving wholeheartedly is blissful, it's pure, and it's actually something that we are meant to do. But as we continue through life, we go through its ups and downs. You know, we go through the best, and then we go through the worst, and round we go in this life of ours. And then at some point we falter. We stop loving wholeheartedly, or we start learning how to love conditionally, which is loving only if something is done or met. So why did that happen? Why did we falter? Why do we hesitate now to love wholeheartedly, to go back to that blissful, amazing feeling? Well, let's just take a little bit of an example. For those who aren't watching this video, I'm now holding a lovely little wooden heart in my hand. And let's just say this is our heart. We all start off with this pure, open, ready to love and ready to be loved. Then what happens is we go through life and we experience disappointments. We experience setbacks. We experience criticisms and judgments. And then what happens in that process is, for those who aren't actually watching this video, I'm now going to start wrapping up this heart. As we experience all those disappointments, all of those fears, all of the criticism, we start wrapping up this beautiful little heart of ours in order to protect it. So we're going to make sure that doesn't get hurt. Okay, so there's our heart, still wanting to love and still would like to be loved. But then what happens is maybe someone betrays us, someone hurts us, someone lies to us, so then we put it a little bit deeper. We're putting it into a little bag now. So we want to make sure that nobody can hurt us anymore, because that hurts, you know, when you are loving somebody fully and then all of a sudden you get hurt or rejection or judgment or criticism back. We don't want to hurt anymore. And let's just make sure, let's just get this wooden box here. Let's just put this heart in there and we'll just make sure that stays nice and safe. So we're going to just turn that key, lock the box, and therefore nobody's going to be able to hurt my heart anymore. Now, I think you can get my point. With my heart wrapped up, bagged, and locked up in this box, what are the chances of me being able to truly love wholeheartedly? What are the chances of my heart being able to be loved wholeheartedly when you're having to make somebody go through all of those layers in order to reach it? How can we truly love when we have wrapped up that beautiful heart of ours, put constraints and restraints on it with this box? Now, little did you know that this lovely little heart of ours is considered the strongest muscle in our physical body. So for those of you who don't know, our heart beats 72 times a minute. That's 100,000 times a day. And just for those who aren't that great with math, which is what I'm like, that is somewhere around 3.5 million times a year. So this heart, this little heart that you've done so much to protect, is the strongest muscle in your body. If it can beat 3.5 million times a year, I think it can take and withstand the things that you go through. It's what it's built for. So wrapping it up is denying it its ability to love fully and wholly, and to be loved fully and wholly. Sure, it's going to get scrapes. It's going to get bruises. It's going to get hurt from time to time, but it can take it. I have personally realized that the pain that you can sometimes experience when you do have an open heart is not something that you should flee and run from. It's not a reason to wrap it up and to not experience the love, the level of love that you can experience when you don't wrap it up. That sometimes disappointment, that grief, that pain, and that sadness is a direct proportion to how strongly and how fully you can really love. Now, I'm not saying that you should take your heart and let others use you unabashedly or take advantage of you. What I'm saying is don't let the hurt, Don't let those pangs, don't let those disappointments and those sadnesses make you wrap up your heart and put it in a bag and then put it in a box and lock it away. Because for something that can work 72 times a minute, 100,000 times a day, 3.5 million times a year, it was built for you to be able to endure, and it was built for you to be able to love fully, and it is ready when it is open to accept love and to welcome love from others. So we can't always help it. Sometimes we start wrapping things up. Sometimes we start to slide it into that bag and into that box. But just remember, the further you bury this away, the less you're going to be able to feel from your heart wholly. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope this was helpful and that you live fully, you learn eagerly, and that you love wholly. Big love to you.